That one is running. I think that's the sentence. So there you go.
All right. Well, good morning, everyone. How's everybody today? Life's sweet Lamar's, right? All right. Well, I know from the comments that I've received since our unofficial grand opening on Saturday, that you're all quite pleased with what we've been able to accomplish on behalf of the city and our community here. And I just wanted to take a few moments to make a few statements, thank a bunch of people that worked really hard to make this possible, and then I will turn the podium over to our beloved governor that would like to address us as well. We're extremely pleased with the final project that we've been able to accomplish here. As the appointed family member to run the family business and to look at the 106 years of heritage and find a path forward for the next 100 years, re-envisioning this parlor and creating an opportunity to do more than just serve ice cream, but to really pay homage to the heritage of our community and the heritage of the family business was an important part as we look forward. The success that we've had in the current location, but the opportunity to reimagine it, to take the things that were really good and add on the things that we've done, have been extremely fun in this. We're excited to kick off Ice Cream Days today and the Lamar's Sesquicentennial Celebration with the reopening of the Visitor Center and Ice Cream Parlor. As you'll notice, that's one of the first things that you'll see that we've changed. It's no longer the Blue Bunny Ice Cream Parlor. It is going to be referred to as the Wells Visitor Center and Ice Cream Parlor in that order, because this truly is a visitor center for us to be able to showcase the heritage and the history of the company in combination with the community. And of course, we've plussed up the parlor experience, and hopefully you'll continue to be able to take advantage of that. You know, the parlor moved downtown in June of 2011. Cheryl can tell you the story. We actually stood across the street as we were building Obituary, and I looked across the street and said, that's where the ice cream parlor belongs. And that single statement and vision is what has created what we have here today. And we are so proud to be a downtown merchant and to be able to use this as a destination to draw people into our downtown to experience what we're doing with our Main Street efforts and continue to support our community in this way. We spent the last year reimagining the parlor experiences for visitors, and I hope you're immersing yourself in all the new features. As I said, we've changed the name. We've been intentional on the rebranding. As you'll see, we have official Visitor Center logos and branding. I want to encourage you to stop into our gift shop and purchase some of that before you leave. I've had a vision for the Visitor Center for this experience. I actually hired a gentleman. Jim Rogers is standing in the back of the room. Jim had the pleasure of traveling the country for 12 months, and Jim, what was it, some 30-some different visitor centers that Jim went to, and what you see today is as a result of Jim's work and taking the best of breed. So we took the things that worked really well, and we avoided the things that didn't work really well in other attractions around the country, and that is what has accomplished what we're doing here. My vision for this experience is to attract 500,000 visitors a year. If you do that math backwards, that's ultimately 1,500 visitors a day to our community. It's the commitment that Wells is making to this community. We believe that while we've had the pleasure and the honor of being able to commit to things like the new stadium and the community betterment and the hospital, that one of the single best things we can do is drive the economic engine of the community of Lamar's by making this a successful tourist attraction that draws those kind of numbers to our community every day to contribute and to experience what a great thing we have going on here in Lamar's. So for those of you that know me, I am highly competitive. It's what makes me a good CEO, at least that's what they tell me. And that number is not insignificant. That number would make us the number one outside of the Iowa State Fair, which draws 1 million visitors in 10 days. 500,000 visitors to Lamar's would make us the second largest visitors attraction in the state by a long margin. Today we serve about 240,000 people, so that's essentially doubling what we've done historically, and we think that the experience that we've created here and that you're seeing and experiencing today can and will do just that. Uh, Please don't miss out on some of the things that we think are extra special: the outdoor patio, the new theater, and the history video. The employee recognition wall, one of the things that we realized that maybe we didn't transition well from the original parlor out on the highway was our employee recognition wall. We now have the opportunity to keep that up to date, literally up to the, you know, through electronically, and to recognize the people that really, that our family has had the opportunity to build this business on the backs of, that have contributed in their long tenure in this company. It's been 2 years in the making for my vision, and I'm so proud of everybody that's worked on a project. We put together a steering committee. I'm going to name a few names of Wells folks that have contributed here: Adam Baumgartner, Tony Chihak, Steve Weiner, Dave Calhoun, Kristen Koch, Leslie Bartholomew, Brett Susamil, Shannon Ruddenberg, along with the contractors. They're Ryan Wilchin's company that did the general contracting, Jim Rogers, as I mentioned, and then a couple of special people. I've been working with Joe Sitzman and his Thrive organization to help us really pay attention to our customer service, to our menu, to our selection, and all those things. And so, Joe, thank you so much for your input and help over the last 18 months in making sure that we really hit the mark here. And last but certainly not least, Mark Catton and Catton Associates, and their total envisioning of this. And so I had the opportunity to get interviewed and share my vision and our vision. But Mark Catton and Associates truly brought it to life and brought along some really great contractors. And one of the things I'm most proud of, Mark, is the fact that almost to a T, we use local contractors for everything, from the videos upstairs to the construction to the subs. And we've gone out of our way to make sure that at every single opportunity that we use local labor and that we continue to reinvest back into our local community as a result of this project. So, Mark, thank you so much. All right, well, you really didn't come here to hear or see me anyway, so with that, I would love to introduce our governor, Kim Reynolds.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Mike and Cheryl, we all know what they came for, and that was for ice cream, so confuse ourselves with that. But Mike, thank you, and Cheryl and Fred, thanks for the opportunity to be here. And I will say, if being competitive makes you a great CEO, then I hope it makes me a great governor, because I am very competitive as well. So it's great to be here and just to be part of this celebration. And you know, summer in Iowa means parades and barbecues and picnics and community festivals, and I honestly can't think of a better way to kick off ice cream days than this grand opening at Wells Visitor Center and Ice Cream Parlor. One of the greatest joys that I get to do as governor is to really travel this amazing state and see the people, businesses, and communities that are making our state so wonderful. And so again, Mike, Cheryl, thank you, Fred, thank you for being such amazing philanthropists, for not only talking the talk, but walking the walk, and giving back and helping make this community vibrant and growing and successful. So thank you. It takes all of us to do that. We want to be a partner in that as well. So today, not only do I get to honor a successful business in a thriving Main Street, Iowa community, I also get to experience the ice cream capital of the world. And there are so many amazing things happening in this small town. Life is sweet in Lamar's. So yes, I think so. The Wells family roots run deep in Lamar's, and more than a century ago, Fred H. Wells Jr. started the business. He delivered milk house to house 7 days a week. And today, Wells Enterprise is the largest family-owned ice cream business, producing over 150 million gallons of ice cream annually. And boy, that is a lot of ice cream. In fact, it's more than enough for every single person in the U.S. to enjoy at least one serving of ice cream every month for a year. And so there's another statistic and record that we can beat. That's amazing. And what a fantastic business to be in. As the saying goes, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy ice cream, and that's almost the same thing. So it's no secret that Kevin and I have 10 grandchildren. And what makes a grandma really great is all of them but Reed, who's only 9 months old, know exactly where to go to the freezer to open the drawer and find ice cream sandwiches, Bomb Pops, and a favorite is cookies and cream and cookie dough. So they know where it's at, they know where to go, and I keep it stashed. And then I send them home. That's what we do, right? That's what we do. So in addition to providing one of life's simple pleasures, ice cream and Wells Blue Bunny are big business in Lamar's and the state. The company has gone from a single employee to more than 2,500 here in Lamar's alone, making them the largest employer in Plymouth County. And it helps Iowa rank 5th in concentration of dairy workers and 4th in ice cream production nationally. The success of Blue Bunny brand is due in part to constant innovation, from the products they offer to the way they do business. They've reimagined flavors, now boasting 40 different varieties, which includes, I understand, exclusive options, only available here, and if my notes are right, it's huckleberry and mocha almond fudge. I am not leaving without some. So now they've modernized the ice cream parlor experience, and it's an interactive educational immersion in the wonderful world of ice cream. Visitors of all ages learn how the sweet treat they love is produced, packaged, and shipped to their homes in the engaging Farm to Spoon exhibit. Personally, I can't wait to bring my grandkids here to create the ultimate ice cream sundae with the virtual soda fountain worker, and it may surprise you, but my personality trait was a Bomb Pop. So, we kind of did that together, didn't we? So maybe it says a little bit about both of us. But what a fantastic way to welcome visitors to our state. Tours from all over the nation will come here for the ice cream and stay for the experience. It's an opportunity to showcase the sweet life Lamar's has to offer, and a chance for new people to fall in love with Iowa. Our state is so fortunate to have families like the Wells who value their Iowa heritage and are committed to investing in the future of their business, this community, and our state. It's a vision that we share that Iowa is the best place to live, work, and raise a family. And it's even made better with ice cream. So thank you. I look forward to coming back and truly bringing my grandkids here to experience it. Thank you.
So a small token of our appreciation to commemorate the grand reopening and your graciousness and being here today. So thank you so very much.
That will go in my office. Thank you. Thanks, Mike.
Great. All right. So the fun's now all out there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Coffee and goodies from Obituary, I believe.